situation is still worrisome. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. On board one of the two oil tankers attacked in the Middle East carrying a petroleum product. That's from the company salvaging both ships. The U.S. blames Iran, which says there's no evidence, claiming it's a victim of sabotage diplomacy. Iran's supreme leader says
the Americans have acted as the enemy of Iran and continue to do so.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, Iran did it. That from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, saying the nation is responsible for attacks on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman.
No proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
The Pentagon has released a video purported to show Iran removing an unexploded mine from one of the crippled vessels. The U.S. has called a meeting of the U.N. Security Council today to address the attacks. Secretary Pompeo warning Iran the U.S. will defend its forces and interests. Dave.
Rachel, a judge in New Zealand has set a trial date next year for the man accused in the March shooting spree in two Christchurch mosques, murdering 51 people. Brenton Tarrant smirked as his lawyer entered a not guilty plea. In London, Julian Assange also appeared in court via a video link from prison as his supporters protested outside, opposing the WikiLeaks founder being sent to America to face trial. A British judge set a date early next year for a hearing on the U.S. attempt to bring Assange here to face espionage-related charges for publishing classified military information. In California, a federal appeals court rules a Mexican man here illegally should not be deported, ruling his arrest was outside search warrant parameters. Raptors fans in rapture. The We the North chants turned into We the Champs, celebrating their first NBA title.
We have 36 million Canadians that are cheering for our Raptors.
Team Chairman Larry Tannenbaum on ABC after the Raptors beat the two-time defending champion Golden State Warriors in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. This is Fox News.
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says,
everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events.
Now is the time when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help. Head to Vistaprint.com, and you can customize 500 cards starting at just $9.99. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to own the now. So head to Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster, with an Excel Deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
The polls suggest he's a long shot. Julian Castro, one of the many Democratic presidential candidates at a Fox News town hall forum last night.
Julian Castro told a Fox News town hall he was stunned when President Trump indicated he would be open to accepting election help from a foreign entity.
We're going to look back on this as Americans, not Republicans or Democrats or liberals or conservatives, and say, what in the hell was wrong with that president?
The former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development also blasting the president's immigration policies.
He's completely failed.
Castro says he'd rather focus on issues that are important to Americans.
They also, I think Americans want a president that they believe has integrity.
Castro has yet to make a dent in the crowded field, scoring 2% in a Fox News poll last month. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Castro is among the 20 candidates who have qualified for the first Democratic debates later this month. Three candidates failed to qualify: Congressman Seth Moulton, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, and Wayne Messam. There are now 9 arrests in the Dominican Republic in David Ortiz's shooting as the former Red Sox All-Star ballplayer recovers in a Boston hospital. Get well, Big Poppy. That's what Cuba Gooding Jr. said to reporters in New York City referencing Ortiz after the actor was released from police custody.
Cuba Gooding Jr. has been arrested and charged with forcible touching over an accusation that he groped a woman at a Manhattan bar. Mark Heller, Gooding's lawyer, told reporters that they are relying just on this woman's statement with no evidence to support it.
Mr. Gooding has not acted inappropriately in any shape or form. Nothing in the video could even be considered ambiguous.
Sunday, a 29-year-old woman says Gooding grabbed her breast at the Magic Hour rooftop bar and lounge. Heller also disputes allegations in media reports from a second woman who says Gooding grabbed her buttocks at a New York City restaurant in 2008. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are lower before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning, ESPN 93.5. Local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. If you want to go fishing this weekend in Illinois, you won't need a license. The 2019 Illinois Free Fishing Days runs through June 17th. You won't need a fishing license, and the state also will not require the purchase of a salmon stamp or inland trout stamp. Governor J.B. Pritzker this week signed an abortion measure that protects women's reproductive rights if Roe v. Wade is overturned. The governor said it shows Illinois trusts women. The Sun-Times says the governor has vowed to make Illinois the most progressive in the nation when it comes to reproductive health care rights. Interim Urbana Police Department Chief Bryant Serafin gets the permanent job as chief. He started with the department back in 1994. He has been the interim chief since Chief Sylvia Morgan retired in August of last year. The Urbana City Council will consider the appointments on Monday, June 17th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. With two locations, Village of the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. And good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Maybe Dad's the type that would like some flowers. Happy Father's Day to those dads out there on Sunday. Partly cloudy today, just gorgeous. High 79, 63 our low tonight. We've got a high 79 expected tomorrow. The chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day at 80%. We've got a 50% chance of showers on Sunday's forecast. High 84, low 63. Right now, with the sunshine, it's 56. Fabulous. On ESPN 93.5.
62 on the car temperature. Down in Marion, Illinois, where we're here for Miss Illinois. Grace gives up her Miss Illinois crown tomorrow night. She danced last night. Little sentimental, she danced the same dance she danced in 2010, the Miss Illinois preteen that she won. And it's a wonderful world. It was beautiful. She did a great job. It's fun watching her with all the little girls that she's impacted over the years, and the little girls jumping up and down, getting pictures with her. It's pretty cool. And she just loves telling the little girls how beautiful they are and how great their life can be. So it's really, really fun. We're in Marion, Illinois. This is the Path to Miss America. NBC will have it in January is the buzz, and a little buzz that perhaps, it's a rumor, perhaps a swimsuit will be back in January as well. We'll see. Well, it's not just moms. Just ahead of Dad's Day, Father's Day, a new survey finds that about half of American dads say they've been criticized about their parenting styles. The way they've enforced discipline topped the list of things naysayers called them to task on, with two-thirds of critiques focused on that subject, how they discipline. 44% of the time, the criticism came from a family member, often the other child-rearing partner. According to the findings, always a pleasure to welcome licensed professional counselor Lee Richardson. How are you, Lee?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
Good having you back as always. Well, dad shaming. We want dads to be involved. I guess that's kind of step one. Are dads involved these days?
Dads are trying to be involved these days. You know, I think the role of a dad has really changed over the last 20 years. And if you look at it, we've been studying parenting for probably 50 years, and it's only recently that we've started to look at the dad. Everything has focused on the mom. And so when we start to look, we're looking at what dads are doing wrong. And I honestly believe part of that is because dads are new in the role, And they're not exactly sure. They want that role. They want to step up. But they're not exactly sure what to do if they think of the relationship they had with their father. And they try to copy that. You know, that, I mean, 40 years ago, a dad certainly was just responsible for the economic stability.
Right. Well, I mean, it's going to vary. But, I mean, how do parents know how to be parents?
Well, I think it's like everything else we learn. We have to practice. I mean, I have dads come in and they'll say, you know, if I had a son, I know how to play with the son. I can throw a ball. I can pillow fight. I can do, you know, physical stuff. I don't know how to play with a little girl. And my response to that is, well, you can always read to her. You know, there's always something that you can do. And the nice thing about parenting is, as long as you make yourself emotionally available to your children and you respond to their needs, they're going to accept you and love you.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's like children are like wet cement. Whatever falls on them makes an impression. I mean, isn't it about you? You know, whatever you do is probably what they're going to do. Do you think that's true?
I do. I think that, you know, that's behavior modeling. We learn how to do everything watching our parents and watching other family members. And I think that's where the dad role is challenged, because there hasn't been that active, very visible behavior model available for dads.
You know, one of the criticisms was discipline, and I'm not criticizing those who spank. We just didn't do it. It's just one of those debates that people have about sparing the rod, spoil the child. But I don't, I mean, it's my philosophy, and again, I respect people that disagree. I just didn't think hitting my child was effective. I didn't think it was, it showed them that through force, we can get her done. And I didn't believe in it. That's how we raised our kids. But again, there are plenty of good people that disagree with that.
Absolutely. And I think you touch on a very important point. You've got to find your parenting style. You've got to find what resonates with you, that lines up with your values and what you believe in. I didn't spank my kids after the age of two. I only spanked them to get their attention. And after two, they realized you didn't hit me hard enough to even get my attention anymore. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, and then I moved on to time out. But as parents, we have to determine what our style is. And that's a conscious decision. That's not something you just kind of roll into. And I think the more consciously you explore that decision, the better parent you can be.
Yeah, you know, it's a challenge out there. We have to do this left-handed without a job sometimes and very, very tired. And you take sleep out of the equation, and sometimes things don't line up like you think. And it's the best, most important job in the world is to parent a child.
Absolutely. It's also the most difficult.
Yes. How do we find you, Lee? Lee Richardson, where do people find you?
You can always find me online. I have a YouTube channel, Facebook, The Brain Performance Center, and that good old-fashioned website.
Good to chat with you again, Lee. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. Lee Richardson, Brain Performance Center in Dallas, Texas, ESPN 93.5. Well, glad you're listening. Yeah, Dad's Day is huge, and there's a lot of loving dads out there and a lot of dads that are absent. And that's dads are needed, that's for sure, and they can have an extraordinary impact. You know, there's nothing like mom, but boy, dad, and depending on your role, dad sometimes is staying home with the kids, which is great.
Well, right, and you've done a great job, Stevie, especially when you watch Grace and when you watch Christian and Benjamin and Nathaniel and the kids. It's just amazing, your family. I just want to send you a verbal congratulations on a job well done.
I thank God every day I've got to live this life, okay? So I'm very, very thankful. And again, eye contact, I think, and I think faith is number one. If you can help them with a foundation of faith, for us anyway, that was a big, 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 big deal, because if you have that, you can kind of handle stuff a little bit better, I think. Anyway, thank you. Appreciate that. Let's jump to morning sports. We have a new NBA champion, my friends. Ladies and gentlemen, the Toronto Raptors are the NBA. What is this? The Blues have never won a Stanley Cup.
I know it.
The Raptors have never won an NBA crown. Voila. There you go. All right, Diana, the quarter after 7, ESPN 93.5 with sports.
Picked up by Leonard. Balls to loose. They dive on it and try and call time.
There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions.
I love it. And it was an excellent game to watch. Really fun and fast-paced, high-scoring. Toronto beat Golden State 114-110. And beat the, you know, Warriors 4-2, but unfortunately, one of the Splash Brothers on the Warriors side, Klay Thompson, torn ACL.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I did not hear the report. Obviously, Kevin Durant with the Achilles, and now torn ACL. Klay Thompson went down with the Golden State Warriors up 85-80. Obviously, that helped Toronto, but... You know, Toronto wins, they're the NBA champs. Boy, torn ACL could be bad even beginning of next year for crying out loud.
It's true. They say the club is assessing. So we'll see what happens. Kawhi Leonard wins his second MVP. He's won it on the East and won it on the West.
Wow.
2014 is the last time he won it. He got 22 points and was a key factor in the Raptors win. Again, congratulations to Toronto fans. They are all celebrating today. I'm sure Drake is high-fiving everybody and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, they had a lot of rain come down right in the middle of the game, and the Mets and the Cardinals suspended at 4-4. It looks like that game will start in the 5 o'clock hour. I've got your Redbird recap here on ESPN 93.5.
New York, where last night the Cardinals scored two runs while playing in a heavy downpour in the top of the ninth inning. Marcelo Ozuna walked and with two outs scored on a single by Colton Wong that went off the left field wall, and Wong could not make second base because of the poor footing rounding first base. He was on first when Harrison Bader hit a double to the left field corner. Wong scored from first. The relay was dropped and then falling down between second and third. Harrison Bader tried to get back to second and was tagged out, but that double tied the game, a two-run ninth inning, 4-4 going to the bottom of the ninth inning. And when Carlos Martinez came out trying to warm up and get ready to pitch the bottom of the ninth, the rain picked up in intensity. The umpires called for the tarp, covering the field. We had our rain delay, and then finally the decision for a suspended game that will be picked up at 5:10 Central Time tonight with the regularly scheduled game, Daniel Ponce de Leon against Steven Matz, 30 minutes after that.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Cubs ended up losing to the Dodgers. That final was 7-3. They've got a 9 o'clock start again. Heard on U.S. 105.9, taking on the Dodgers in L.A. Chicago White Sox over the New York Yankees. That final was 5-4, and it's a 7-10 start tonight. Chicago World Series gets underway tomorrow out of Omaha, Nebraska. Lots of great baseball to watch on the college side. And the U.S. Open is going on. It looks like Justin Rose closed with three straight birdies at 6-under on the top of the leaderboard.
All right, let's check weather, brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
It's a great day here in Urbana as I look outside to the sunshine and clear conditions. 79 our high, 63 our low, partly cloudy. We've got some showers in the forecast tomorrow, high near 80 down to 66. A 50% chance of scattered showers on Sunday's forecast with a high 84. Right now we're at 57 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, coming up.
Network, oil prices down slightly even as tensions escalate between Iran and the U.S. after an attack on two fuel tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Iran pushing back against Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's accusations that the blasts were a blatant assault on the freedom of navigation by Iran. In fact, some Iranian officials even suggesting the U.S. or its allies were the ones behind the attacks. Online pet product retailer Chewy launching its IPO today, looking to fetch $22 a share. That's above its target, saying it sold more stock than originally planned. PetSmart acquired Chewy in 2017 and is its largest shareholder. And fans of Stranger Things can enjoy an upside-down Whopper at Burger King starting June 21st in some cities. It's a reference to the Upside Down, an alternate reality dimension on the Netflix series, which premieres Season 3 on the 4th of July. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Well, if you're looking to refinance or buy, partner with Busey. They have 40 special mortgage programs. Busey can help you find the one that fits your needs. Fixed and adjustable rate, construction and lot loans, investment properties. Nearly 50 lending professionals who take the time to get to know you and your needs. It's not a one-size-fits-all. I would recommend going online, however, to BuseyMortgage.com. Takes about 20 minutes. You can get pre-qualified. Then you can shop for your home knowing I can go to $180,000 on this or $200,000, whatever it might be. Then you go in armed knowing that you can make a move quickly, because sometimes you have to do that. There are thousands upon thousands of families who have trusted Busey, achieved their dream of home ownership. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance, their mortgage bankers will guide you every step of the way. Ready to take the next step? Partner with Busey for the resources to turn your dream of home ownership into reality. Call 1-800-67-BUSEY. Ask which special mortgage loan program is right for you. Or visit BuseyMortgage.com. Busey, equal housing lender. All right, ESPN 93.5, Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka. Coming up in just a few moments, we should talk about the events of the morning, what's going on. I'm very happy about Brian Serafin.
Yeah.
Brian is a 25-year veteran in Urbana. He is now the chief of police, no longer interim chief of police.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian was one of the fellows that was at ILEAS when they took me to train, police officer training. And that's the one where I trained in front of a video board with weapons for 12 hours.
And they were cussing at you.
Cussing at me. I did that for 12 hours. Actually, that was 20 minutes. It felt like 12 hours.
Uh-huh.
I had back sweat and wobbly knees. But anyway, Brian's a great guy, and I'm happy for him, and Urbana's better for it. So congratulations, Urbana Police Chief Brian Serafin. Good news this morning. I saw that in the News Gazette. Okay, Cardinals on today. 4:15 is our pregame because of the suspended game. Hey, good the Cardinals tied last night. The virus continuing. I'm calling a virus on the Cardinals. I think they're sick and just not very good at baseball. But the young guys, Colton Wong and Harrison Bader, rallied the Cardinals in the ninth. See if they can pick up one before they play their regular game in New York City against the Mets. That'll be coming up. And again, the Cubs late on the coast against the Dodgers. Cubs have not been very good on the road, and the countdown continues when they get their closer, Craig Kimbrell, who should be ready in the next few weeks, I would think. Okay, it is Friday morning. It's Flag Day. I think there's a lot of patriots out there. I think a whole lot of people that love this country. We get inundated with people that appear not to like the country, or certainly the way the country is now. And sometimes you just want to say, gosh, if it's causing you this much distress, take a vacation somewhere. Go somewhere. Go to a third world country. Come back, see how you feel about things. But it's very evident to me that some people don't like America.
Yeah.
It's like, go ahead. What's Coach Mike Ditka say? Get out. Leave.
Yep.
You're free. Free to go.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely free to go. God bless you. Go.
Yeah.
We'll get Mike and Johnny coming up. We'll do that next, the news, and then Coach Ditka and Brother Johnny on this Friday morning. Glad you're listening. You always text in 359-2255, 359-2255. And Diane, take me to the news, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Father's Day sale at Ace. Hurry in and save hundreds on Dad's favorite brands like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, Ace has an extensive lineup of steel outdoor power tools, so you can be sure to find something you'll love. And save time when you buy online and pick up in store. Make this Father's Day one that Dad will always remember with great gifts from the best brands. All at your local Ace. Offers valid on select items at participating stores through June 17th. See store for details.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump said earlier this week that he'd listen if a foreign government offered dirt on a political opponent. He tells Fox and Friends,
gee, if they say, we don't like your opponent, am I supposed to put, you know, the president of France, or am I supposed to report him to the FBI? You know, I'm in a little bit of a different position.
But the head of the Federal Election Commission put out a statement reiterating it's illegal for any person to solicit, accept, or receive anything of value from a foreign national in connection with a U.S. election. The president's going to need a new press secretary.
Sarah Sanders will leave her position at the end of the month.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I've loved it.
In a tweet announcing Sanders' departure, President Trump called his longtime aide wonderful and added she'd make a fantastic governor of Arkansas.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Sanders has been with the administration since the beginning, with the campaign before that. This is Fox News.
Check your local news now, brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Interim Urbana Police Department Chief Bryant Serafin gets the permanent job as chief. He started with the department back in 1994. He has been the interim chief since Chief Sylvia Morgan retired in August of last year. The Urbana City Council will consider the appointments on Monday, June 17th. An assistant director of Willard Airport has been promoted. Tim Bannon replaces former executive director Gene Cossey, who left in February. Bannon is the assistant director of operations and maintenance for the last 16 months. He has been the interim director since Cossey left. This could be a tougher year for mosquitoes. Public health officials are warning residents to watch out for West Nile activity this year. WCIA says Illinois had record rainfall this spring, so we could see more mosquitoes. Make sure you have tight-fitting screens with no openings, use insect repellent, and report locations where you see stagnant water. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9000. 9310 and NLS number 177-2943.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6. with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific. All day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick, friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at First and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
Imagine a perfect world. A world where your face doesn't have a blemish. A world where you don't get a red light. A world where the Wi-Fi always works. A world with a perfect green lawn with no weeds. Wake up! We don't live in that perfect world, but Spring Green can turn that perfect lawn dream into a reality. With personalized service, the best products, and more, Spring Green is the best lawn care option in Central Illinois. Let them give you a quote. Just go to spring-green.com or give them a call at 359-2111.
How do you address young people that say, well, you got it good, you had it easy, I've got nothing. That drug dealer was my best friend. I've got no opportunity. My mom and dad left. There's some bad, sad stories out there.
You know what? I've been around that too my life. I'm originally from Danville, Illinois. My city's changed over throughout the years with a lot of different things, but at the same time too, there's only two things that separate me from the next person: opportunities and choices. I'm not any better. You know, my circumstances just might be different. The community over there was pretty strong. I had people within the community from all walks of life. Even people who had been inside the penitentiary and different things like that, they spoke up from experience and said, look, you know, I've been there, done that. You know, this may not be the way you need to go. You know, there's other things out here. There's a big world out here. Just go out here and look for it, and there's good things out here. You can do something else.
Charles Hoskins, University of Illinois police officer, our law enforcement official of the month. Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. You could buy a bicycle at a big box store, but how long will it last, and will it fit properly? Will it be safe? At Dirt Cycle, they only deal with quality. The parking lot sales event is coming to Dirt Cycle in Urbana this Saturday, June 15th from 9 to 5. There'll be prices you won't see except once a year. Dirt stands for quality. New, used, and everything in between. Dirt Cycle, parking lot sales event this Saturday, June 15th, 9 to 5, 1112 West University in Urbana.
Experience Naya, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine, now open at 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Celebrating food and people is what they do best.
My name is Ann. My husband and I had dinner at Naya, and we loved every dish. We visited Rome a few months ago, and this is a true, authentic Italian menu. I'm telling all my friends about Naya.
Have a new and exciting dining experience right here in the heart of the Midwest at Naya. Now open at 212 East Green.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3:30 forecast brought to you by CMI and Champaign Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, your local janitor supply company. They've got all your janitorial supplies with sweepers and scrubbers and wet vacuums. Betsy and Brad Parks will help you. Go to CMIclean.com or call 359-6262.
Up to 79, down to 63. Partly cloudy conditions today. We've got a high 79 tomorrow. The chance of rain, 80%. 84 the high on Sunday with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Right now the temperature's at 59. ESPN 93.5.
Well, it's Friday, and we're always blessed and thankful to have wisdom come to the radio. Today from New Orleans, Brother Johnny. Johnny!
Hey, Stevie J. Good morning.
From Chicago, icon, all-around great guy, world-class golfer, Mike Ditka.
You're going overboard.
All right, Coach, I was just talking before we got you guys on the air that today is Flag Day. We all, the three of us, love this country, appreciate this country. And I said, you know, there are forces in America that don't like America. And I referenced you, and I said, Coach says you can go, you can leave. I mean, this is a great place, Coach.
Well, you know, Steve, that's what I believe. If you don't, you know, I mean, first of all, you understand that you're not going to be able to change it. America is what it is. It's a democracy. It's a free, it's a republic. You know, it's all those things. If you don't like those things, then I would say you go somewhere else. Maybe you can find what you like. I'm not criticizing you. I'm not saying that everything that America does is right. But I'm saying that 95-98% of it's right. So they're doing the right things for the right reason. And if you don't like that, I would tell you to go to another country and try to make a living there and see how that works out.
I'll tell you, Coach,
my dad immigrated, and I remember talking, saying, well, Dad, there may be other places better than America. And he said, forget about it.
Yeah, well, I agree.
He's seen a lot.
There are none. And for the basic reasons that we have freedoms and liberties and the opportunities to advance our lives that other people don't have.
And well, I think the freedom we have is what we probably take for granted the most. There's just people who don't live for granted. It's amazing.
And I think, Coach, I mean, I always said, you know, a great program would be to send anybody under 18 to a third world country for 3 months, make them live there, work, do some sort of missionary work, whatever it is, and they would come back a changed person if they were there for 3 full months, not 2 weeks, not a week, 3 months of living there, they'd come back and kiss the ground they lived on.
Well, I agree with you there, you know, and maybe some of them wouldn't, but that wouldn't make them right either, because what the opportunities we have in this country to advance ourselves are phenomenal compared to, I mean, anywhere else, really. And I don't want to get into the other things about other countries, because I don't really know that much about them. But I know one thing. I sure like what we do here. I wish we more people understood it. I guess that's what I would say.
Right. I don't think you would need 3 months, Stevie. I think you're on to something. I've always said 2 or 3 weeks would change you, because just be amongst places where you can see how lucky you are. It doesn't take mm-hmm. much when you're there. No. You can't see it on mm-hmm. TV or the iPhone, but if you can smell it, it starts to make a difference. And it's a big deal. I'm glad
okay,
we got the
guys.
Flag.
Yep, I'm glad and thankful we have the flag as well. Well, I know where Coach Mike Ditka will be on June 26 and June 27. Those will be the two first nights of the Democratic nominees running for president. They cut it down to 20. They had to have 1% of the vote or 65,000 people donate to their campaigns. They'll do it 10 on one night, 10 on another. Wow, Coach, that's a lot of TV.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. I mean, there's no question about that.
I don't think you can get a whole lot of...
We don't have the answers. I mean, I think that, I'm getting to the point now where I don't know how many years we have left on this earth, but I'm sure grateful for them. And I wish I would have used a lot of them a little better than I did, but I used them pretty good at times, and I think I got some good benefit out of it. I think I did some good for others. So there's a lot of good that comes out of it, you know. It's not as... It's not perfect. I wish it could have been better, but it's not bad.
Well, I don't know how much you can get out of 10 people having a, quote, debate, but it's it's just going to be hard to pick anybody out of that kind of a crowd.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see the Democrats try and get down to it. Chances are extraordinarily high. It's going to be Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. I don't know, maybe Pete Buttigieg, somebody out of the kind of the sleeper column. But I doubt it if it will be Joe Biden. Alan Dershowitz, who I like, he's a liberal, but he's kind of a guy on Fox that has been banned from CNN because he's a liberal who calls it as he sees it. Alan Dershowitz likes Joe Biden. I don't think Joe Biden will make it out of this field because he just can't go far enough to the left. But we'll see. But those debates are beginning already. And here we go. Coach, you got one more job in you, maybe. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is leaving spokesperson at the White House. Coach, I'd love it if you were the spokesperson of the White House. You tell it. You call it as you see it.
But, you're the only one in America. But at least, you know, it should be missed. It should be missed. There's no question about it. But, hey, you know, it's a tough job. When you do that job, that's tough. Oof. I mean, you got to really... you're not going to please everybody. Let's put it that way.
Well, it's not even a, you can say it's what press secretary, but they're just, it's like being in front of a pack of wolves, and it shouldn't be like that, Coach. Yeah, there's a lot of tough issues. It's hard enough if it was a legitimate discussion, but it's just an attack session, and you just have to fend people off. Yeah, it's just unreal.
Yeah.
Well, and again, boy, do they just spring. And you know that 9 out of 10 in the room are, as you say, they're just looking for that one big thing, and they're excited to try and dig for it. I've never seen anything quite like it, but that's kind of the atmosphere we're in right now. Well, the Toronto Raptors are your NBA champions. Johnny, were you surprised?
No, I wasn't surprised once Kevin Durant was out. It was a very good match and a fun series to watch. And then Klay Thompson was having trouble, and he missed a game, and then he got hurt last night. And so, not surprised, because Coach Toronto has a lot of star players on that team, and they're
well, yeah,
fun
but
to
nobody
watch
knows
too.
About them. You know, we really don't read a lot about the Toronto. Even in hockey, you do a little bit more, I think, than basketball. But, you don't read a lot about them. Or even in the baseball teams are up there. You never read a lot about them. But, evidently they're the real deal. So, I mean, they got it done.
What I did like was just the enthusiasm all across Canada for this team.
Oh, yeah.
And I think maybe an assistant coach, Steve, drinks some Canada Dried ginger ale. But other than that, I don't think there's any Canadians on the team. So they're excited.
Yeah, well, it's fun to watch the best players in the world play at that kind of intensity. But when Klay Thompson went down with Golden State up 85-80 last night, you know what? That was kind of it. I mean, they can take a few guys and elements out of that, but you take Durant and Thompson. But Toronto's a great team, and they're the champs. And St. Louis
Steve,
Blues.
It came down to Curry had one of his patented shots that goes in about 70% of the time, and he missed it, or they'd won.
Yep.
It was just that kind of a game.
And Coach, the hockey St. Louis Blues, 52 years of waiting. They're the Stanley Cup champs. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, there's no question about it either. They really are a great hockey team, and they earned it. They earned every bit of it. It was tough, and they did a great job. And I'm a great hockey fan. I love to watch it.
Hey, I'm down in Marion, Illinois. Grace is giving up her Miss Illinois, Miss America crown this weekend, and it's one of those deals, Coach, and Johnny, you both know when you do some good things and, you know, you get a whole lot of folks coming up to you and taking pictures and all these great things and chance to speak to kids and lift them up like she's done for a year. But it's time to say farewell, and she's enjoying it. It's one of those deals where you're really excited to win and pretty comfortable saying, you know what, that was a good run, and it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it is great that she's won it, and it's a great honor, and she really deserved it. But, you know, she gave a lot, when she was holding the title, too. So, you got to give back. When they give it to you, you give back, and she did.
Well, I wish I was there, Steve, because I know she's well, going to dance. She's going to dance three times overall, already has danced once, and she's such a great dancer. I'd like to see that myself in person. So take another video for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's pretty exciting to see these little girls jumping up and down, getting pictures with her. It's really, really, really fun. And she said last night, because she's serving at Young Life, which is a non-denominational Christian organization up in Canada, so she'll fly back on a seaplane from Seattle back into Malibu. And she said, hey, I'm as comfortable in boots as I am in high heels. And she talked a little bit about working with kids. Hey, finally, the U.S. Open, I don't think you're supposed to shoot 6-under at the U.S. Open in the first round. That's going to be 24-under for Justin Rose. I mean, Pebble Beach, it's hard. How are they doing that, Mike?
Well, you watch them play. They're the greatest golfers that have ever lived, and it's unbelievable what they can do with clubbing their hand. I mean, it doesn't resemble anything I do on a golf course, but these guys are so good. I mean, I know we can go back and we can talk about the old guy. And I know how great Nicklaus was and Palmer and Player, all those guys. But there's 150 guys that can win on any weekend.
Well, my question is the same one that probably 50% of the golf fans have.
Exactly.
How did Tiger do, Steve?
Tiger's
one under,
he's five behind, right. He was happy to get under in his first round, but I'm telling you, when Brent Snedeker hits it on the rocks and then birdies the hole, come on, man.
Yeah. Well, there's got to be a little luck in everything.
Well, Mike, you're right. These guys are so good. It's just, I actually try to hit the ball myself from time to time, and I don't know how you do it. I don't know how to do it, but I keep swinging.
Well, it's fun to watch. It's one of the great ones. Guys, I always appreciate it. People really like your candid nature and the way you just say it as you believe it, and we appreciate you. And Coach will try and call you next Friday again. Johnny, always a pleasure. We appreciate both of you.
All right, well, good luck
to
Greg.
God bless you. Take care.
Thanks, yep. Mike.
Thank
and,
you.
Have fun, Stevie.
Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate that. Johnny in New Orleans, that's brother Johnny, my brother, and Mike Ditka up in Chicago at Ditka's restaurant where he hangs on the weekends. He's not there now, but he generally goes weeknights. He's in town. He'll be up at the restaurant at Chestnut Street if you want to go near the Water Tower place. It's awesome. And people always love a picture and an autograph from Coach Mike Ditka. All right, ESPN 93.5, 749. We'll be checking your weather. We'll do that coming up next.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago to build your patio or plant your trees, those are the same exact guys coming out today. If you want to find out more about our history, our people, and especially our plants, you can go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
GAF is akin to a dynasty in the roof game. One in four homes in America have GAF roofs. They're the best quality and America's favorite roof. Freedom Roofing is a GAF Master Elite Certified Roofing Contractor, which means they are able to exclusively sell you the best quality roofing products and warranties from GAF. So don't be afraid to go online to freedomchampagne.com, put in your info, and you can get a quote on the latest and greatest in roofing technologies. That's freedomchampagne.com.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
As you drive your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
What makes Rosati's Pizza different? We talked to owner-operator Shane Morrison about the difference between Rosati's and other pizza places in CU.
Number one, ingredients. We cut cheese daily. We only use the freshest ingredients, and we start every morning the same way, rolling dough.
Talk to me about your team.
Everyone wants to pitch in. Everybody wants to help. Yeah, we work as a team.
And you're available to everyone, right?
We deliver to all of CU and Savoy.
Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Thank Rosati's Pizza. 701 South Gregory, Urbana, or visit myrosatis.com/Urbana.
For Champaign-Urbana's best destination for cycling and home fitness, it's Durst Cycle. Family-owned and operated, Durst stands for quality. They're having a parking lot sales event this Saturday, 9 to 5. That's June 15th, 9 to 5, at the West University Avenue location in Urbana only. Don't miss it. Durst quality at unbelievable prices, new, used, and everything in between. The parking lot sales event, 9 to 5, this Saturday, June 15th, Durst Cycle, 1112 West University in Urbana. Oh, yeah. You got to go. That's tomorrow. Durst is so good at what they do. And you might have a bicycle that's been sitting in the garage and it's needing a tune-up or maybe adjusted. They know how to do all the seats, and they've got technicians and service folks that are, nobody else has as many as, I mean, they're just terrific. Durst Cycle, this is the Urbana location only tomorrow. It's at 1112 West University. Hey, you gotta go. You're gonna love it, and you're gonna love them. Durst Cycle in Urbana, big, parking lot sale tomorrow, 9 to 5. big time. You got to go. They do it once a year in Urbana tomorrow. Okay, check your weather for the weekend. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane.
Looking awesome today with the sunshine. We're at 60 now, up to 79, down to 63 this evening. 79 the high tomorrow, an 80% chance of thunderstorms now. Low 66 at night. Scattered shower chance at 50% on Sunday with a high 84 expected. I know that the CU Elks Club has a party right behind, you know, Old Orchard, Lanes and Links in Savoy, and they are honoring Flag Day. They have lots of flags, inflatables, a band, food trucks, and the like. My friend Jeff Pribble was telling me about the CU Elks Club. And for me, with Tolono Fun Day coming up inside the next few weeks, we're honoring 60-plus year member Richard Woodworth from CU Elks and does so much service in our community and making him Grand Marshal of our Tolono Fun Day parade. So, way to go to CU Elks.
I cannot believe you're talking just a couple of weeks of the 4th of July.
I know.
Man, I don't know, man. All right, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Wonderful vehicles, wonderful dealership. They're an award-winning dealership. When you walk in, it's going to feel good. And there were plenty of people that say, hey, can I help? Can I help you find anything? Let me know if you can. It's not a pressure thing, but somebody will ask you what they can do to help. Sometimes you go into a dealer, and believe it or not, you're looking for help. It's interesting. Not at Honda BMW. They're about service. They're about sales. They're about taking care of you. They get it done right the first time in their award-winning service department. If you want good attention, great product, and people that'll be with you throughout, it's Honda BMW. DriveChampagne.com. Or go to Honda BMW today, do a test drive. Maybe you pick a Honda CRV. Those are popular and they're terrific. Just go to drivechampagne.com or stop by at Neil at Burwash in Savoy. And thank you to Honda BMW for supplying Miss Illinois her vehicle for the entire year. We truly appreciate the help that Ben Quattrone and his team have given Grace in this great run, and it has been great. And it's just happy, but it's, you know, oh, it's been fun. And so it's kind of a passing of the torch and end of an era for us as a family. Grace has been working at this for 10 years. So she's essentially been raised, at least in part, by Miss America, by this organization, by the values that it has with the service. And she's benefited greatly from the scholarships that she's received as well from it. So it's a farewell for her. She'll host tonight. She'll be the MC for the Miss Illinois, Miss America teen, and they'll crown a new teen. And then tomorrow night, she'll help in the proceedings as Erica Harold will be the MC. She'll co-host tomorrow night. Erica is, of course, former Miss Illinois and Miss America and a mentor of Grace. So they'll be on stage together one last time, certainly at least with a crown. So it's kind of, you know, it's exciting. It's great. It's time. But, yeah, we're going to cry a little bit, I bet, saying goodbye, because we've had a lot of friends here in this organization, and we're moving on. So that's how life is. Sometimes you have some wonderful times and wonderful moments, and it's at times ready to say goodbye and thank you. And it's been an honor. We're going to break for the news. We'll be back. John Decker, live from the White House, is coming up next. I'm Stevie J, live in Marion, Illinois, at Miss Illinois, Miss America. And we'll be back in just a few moments. Thank you, Diane. We'll be back in a few.
Ask yourself, is there a better feeling than knowing you made a difference in someone's life, whether it be a child who has health issues or a veteran with wellness problems? Did you know there is an organization of 2,000 lodges nationwide and one locally whose mission statement is to help children and veterans? Who are they? They are the Elks. To learn more about the Elks cause, visit elks.org or call 217-359-2497. One's efforts can make a difference.